You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic, holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
For many years, we've been told that eating fat is bad for us. Fat clogs up your arteries, and of course, fat makes you fatter. Today, we have world-renowned physician Dr. Stephen Massley, co-author of Smart Fat, Eat More Fat, Lose More Weight, and Get Healthy Now. He's here to tell us that banning fat from our diet can sabotage our own efforts to lose weight and possibly even cause chronic illnesses that we all suffer from here in America. Well, welcome to Wellness for Life show, Dr. Massley. Now, what's really wrong with the low-fat message?
Well, one, it's really hard to follow. You know, I was the medical director at the Pritikin Longevity Center, and I tried to get people to go on a low-fat diet for years, and 95% of my folks couldn't do it. Second, although I would say, you know, like some of these, there are some low-fat diets that are better than the sad standard American diet. You know very well the standard American diet is awful. So to eat more vegetable, fruit, beans, and nuts, even if you gave up fat, turned out to be an improvement, especially if you got rid of some bad fats. But the big problem is when you give up the smart, beneficial fats, we're more inflamed, we're not nourishing our brains, our cholesterol profile actually gets worse, and our blood sugar regulation gets worse. So it really accelerates aging when we give up the smart fats.
Well, let's talk about smart fat. In your book, you talk about the smart fat and then the bad fats, right? So
yeah.
Give us the description between the two. Go on.
So when we look at bad fats, those are the ones that have been clinically shown to be harmful. I mean, the best example is hydrogenated trans fats. There's no one on the planet who's saying we should be eating hydrogenated trans fat because we know they're toxic. They increase cancer rates. They increase heart disease. They make blood sugar levels go up. But there's also the fats that we don't think about are the toxic fats. What happens to animals when they go to a feedlot and we give them hormones and Roundup-coated grains and pesticide-coated grains and all those chemicals and toxins and hormones end up in the fat? So
That's right.
There's a big difference between clean animal protein and toxic animal protein. So toxic animal protein is much more common than clean, and that's another really source of bad fat. So in contrast, good fats, smart fats, would be those. There's plenty of fats that have clear, proven, overwhelming benefit, like olive oil or many of the nuts, at least six of the nuts, almonds, pecans, walnuts, pistachios, hazelnuts, macadamians. There's things like coconut oil or avocado or fish oil from wild cold water fish. All of those have some proven benefits. So we call them smart fats because they're proven to be beneficial and we should eat more of them.
Right. So, you know, just to explain for our listeners, some of our listeners may not know what hydrogenated trans fats mean. Can you give a description of what you might find at the stores, let's say, or at the restaurants? What is that?
Well, like margarine is one example. You know, for years they were telling people to eat margarine instead of butter, and that turned out to be a really bad idea. You take an oil and they call it hydrogenated. That's why it's called partially hydrogenated. You heat it and you put toxic minerals in like nickel and copper, and then you pump in hydrogen gas and you make the fat totally stiff. And if you eat those stiff fats, it's like being embalmed because they stiffen your tissues. And morticians, undertakers have actually figured out if people eat a lot of hydrogenated fat, they don't have to be in a hurry to embalm them because they're already partly embalmed. Kind of gross to think about it, but it's true. And then, you know, another source is like from the fryer. When you go out and you eat French fries from a fryer, when you cook an oil, this is a really important point. When you cook an oil above its smoke point, it's damaged. The oil will gradually become toxic over time. So like in fryers, when they cook French fries or fried food or fried chicken or fried fish or any of that, if they don't swap out the oil immediately, which they almost never do, that oil becomes hydrogenated. It's a stiff fat, and if we eat it, it makes our tissue stiff and it poisons us.
Is that the
same
thing as lard?
Hydrogenated means stiffened.
Right. Is lard in the same, you know, because they use, a lot of restaurants use lard as their frying fat.
Well, lard is not a hydrogenated fat, but it can't be fried because its smoke point is really pretty low. The smoke point on lard is like at 350, 370 degrees. So so if someone wanted to put like lard in their refried beans, here's what you really should do. You would cook the beans first and you mash some. You could even add some avocado oil or almond oil, you know, something that would tolerate higher heat to cook them. And then at the end, when they're on simmer, you would add the lard fat. And then you wouldn't be damaging it. And as long as you put it at the end at low heat, that would be fine for flavoring. But you would never want to fry something like people fry bacon, right? At high temperature, they cook bacon, and they're actually converting that bacon to a toxic fat when they do. So bacon, one, it should be pasture-raised, not hormone and pesticide-enriched, organically fed, and two, not heated, not fried at high temperature, cooked at low heat instead. Then you would have, you know, a fat that's not harmful.
You talk about toxic fat, you know, toxic fat because we might be eating food that's actually contaminated with toxins, but you also talk about toxic fat when we are heating it at the wrong level. And what is that toxic fat doing to our bodies?
Well, if it's, well, either way, you know, if it's got Roundup, say you're eating animal protein, whether it's dairy or meat, and they fed that animal grains from like corn and soy that were coated with Roundup, you're going to have the Roundup on the grain, and when the animal eats those grains, it's going to absorb in the fat, and we're going to get the Roundup. And in us, it causes blood sugar dysregulation, so we become diabetic. We have hormone dysfunction, so women have hormonal issues, men have low testosterone. These are metabolic toxins. They disrupt our normal hormones. They disrupt our normal blood sugar control. They accelerate aging. And similarly, when you cook, so that's what happens when you eat live, you know, animal protein that comes from a feedlot, and they're not using organic, healthy feed. Similarly, when you cook something at too high a temperature, like extra virgin olive oil or lard or coconut oil or any of these things you heated at high heat, you damage that fat, and it's, when you make it hydrogenated and you make abnormal compounds. So you're hurting yourself by choosing the wrong fats or even taking normal healthy fats and cooking them at too high a temperature.
Right. I talk a lot about, you know, in various shows that I've done, how important that you've got to realize all of these fats that are toxic, or let's say bad fats, whatever you want to call it, it causes a great deal of free radical damage in our tissues. And I really think, you know, that's like, do you think the number one cause of heart disease and weight gain and diabetes and all of these chronic illnesses is related to the toxic fat?
I think it's definitely a part. I think the number one cause for heart disease is too much sugar and flour in our diets. Second might be what you said, you know, that we're eating bad fats that disrupt our metabolism and our hormones and everything else in a very nasty way.
Right. It's such a great book. Smart Fat, Eat More Fat, Lose More Weight, and Get Healthy Now. Now, your website is called drmasley.com. Is that correct?
We have a drmasley.com website, and we have some free gifts up there for your listeners if they want to come in and pick those up. So that's always
great. Yeah. Dr. Masley, I got it. You know, you give the free chapter, the first chapter of the Smart Fat book. You have a great quick start guide, and there's a cooking video. I know you're like a major chef, and you have a great cooking video in your own kitchen that's been offered. That's a great offer. Thanks so much for being here. So appreciate it. All right. So everyone, go to drmasley.com. That's drmasley.com. And get those free gifts. You're going to really enjoy it. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Until next time, stay well.